This letter was written in 2011. I'm not sure exactly when. And it's addressed to Ted Faulkner in the Isle of Man. Dear Ted, think about what an enumeration of dimensions of the mind means. What is a dimension with respect to the mind? Perpendicularity applies to space or to form. Linearity applies to time. These are dimensions. In what strange way do we use the word dimensions in order to apply it to the mind? Any language, every language, is a representational system. Some the mind is not able to be represented. The mind operates beyond the functions of the brain. The mind is a field of interacting forces that relate and that interact with one another and with the reality the mind inhabits. The patterns of the mind are not well described anywhere. Associations are mostly the associations of language, rhyme, alliteration, rhythm, etc. The mind functions in other relationships, similarity or resemblance, complementarity, continuity, consistency. Logic requires invariance. We cannot derive truth from reason. That statement matters immensely in understanding the nature of the mind. The mind is not an object. The mind is not possessed. The mind is who and what we are. Everything is made out of light and light-like emanations. All of the so-called particles are geometric bundles, continuously connected and changing. Perhaps these comments are helpful. Thank you for sharing. Love, Z.